At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The European Union's AI Act comes into effect this month. It's an important step in establishing a regulatory framework for technology that could shape the future of Irish businesses. But there are fears that the AI Act will not do enough to encourage innovation, leading to what some people ominously call an AI dark age here. Now, joining me to talk about all of this is the CEO of Galvia AI, John Clancy. John, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
I learned from you during the break there that Galvia is the old name for Galway, and you're a proud Galway company based in that city.
Yes.
So what exactly do you do?
Galvia is an AI company that delivers, and we make solutions for medium-sized enterprises across Ireland and Europe.
And these are AI
solutions. Solutions based on our clients' data.
So when we hear about, say, ChatGPT or Copilot from Microsoft or any of these, they're using a large language model to be able to answer all your questions.
Mm-hmm.
But yours is specific to the company's own needs and questions.
Yes. I mean, data, as we all know, is the most important asset most companies have. So if you're a company, if you're a medium-sized company, you will have enough data to extract an insight that can predict something that's going to happen in the future. And we help companies to do that 3 months out, 6 months out, whether that's financial, whether that's predicting a success on a project, to help them be more profitable.
And do you bring in the greater world? For example, if you're making widgets, for example, and then there's a crisis in Ukraine, and therefore energy is going to go up in cost, therefore the widget is going to go up in price. I mean, do you factor those kind of things in? Do you bring external data to bear on the AI solutions that you're generating?
You can, depending on the client, because other factors, whether they could be budgetary, macroeconomic, microeconomic factors. But typically we train on our clients' data. We don't, because there's two type of worlds happening here in AI, Pat. You have the business world of AI, which is heavily regulated. And then you have AI, the generative AI that we talked about, the large language models, that needs to be regulated. It's touching consumers.
Now, you coined this phrase, the dark age of AI. What is a dark age of AI?
Well, I think it's a bit early to call it a dark age. It's so early in it's in its infancy, really. But the concern is, and it's mainly coming from the States, that they under-regulate in this space. They're a very light touch. And from their point of view, they're saying, you have the chip makers, the likes of NVIDIA, who make the chips that power the computers and the data centers. And now you have the likes of Microsoft that you touched on earlier and other providers, Google, Amazon, that are looking for use cases to build on top of these. And their whole argument is that the EU have regulated for the consumer, which is phase three, which is yet to come. But we see that as a good thing. I think the EU Act is a good thing because you need regulation in the space. If anything has been proven by the large tech companies is that when it comes to your own personal data, you need to protect yourself.
So the dark age would be, if you like, the continuation of the Wild West.
Yes.
In America. That's one version of the dark age where there's no regulation and all sorts of rogue operators or even well-intentioned operators go rogue. And you have this lawless situation which can do a lot of harm. There's another dark age, though, that might be brought about by regulation, that you don't get innovation in Europe. I mean, already some of the platforms, the big tech companies, are not making certain attributes of their AI available in Europe because of regulation.
Mm-hmm. And that is a very good point. But the way the EU Act works when it comes to, or the AI Act for the EU, is that it applies for deployments. So if you're a company and you're innovating and you're creating, you're doing research and development, you should not fear the EU. Where it does come into play, the AI Act, is when the likes of Apple, they have said they're pulling some of the features. They have now gotten into bed with OpenAI. So OpenAI and ChatGPT is going to power Siri come in America at the end of this year and in Europe at the start of next year. Now, they have said they're going to retract some of the features because of the AI Act. I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. Because
what sort of features would they be pulling?
Well, if their main goal to do it, they've gotten into bed with OpenAI because they want, it's not just the ability for you to, let's say, pick up your phone and say, hey, I'm looking to go to a restaurant tonight, book something for me. It's the ability for Apple and OpenAI for all of your apps on your phone to start talking to each other. So if we start having a conversation and I say, I'm not feeling great, then my phone will ping me and say, hey, Pat, will I book your orthopedic surgeon for your... Some people may love that, some people may not. But obviously there's some concern with Apple that they may be breaching some data, personalized data, GDPR or the AI Act. And I think from the point of view of the EU, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think regulation should be welcomed.
Yeah. Now, there are regulations which instruct these apps to ask us for our permissions. Mm-hmm. And we all just accept.
Yes.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
So is that tough enough? You know, that the, you know, maybe they ask you again, are you sure really want to share your photographs with any other platform that this particular app is dealing with or sharing with?
Yeah, it needs to be more explicit. I think people are beginning to realize that your data has been shared and all those mistakes. But they keep, the big tech keeps making these mistakes over and over again. I mean, Ireland, when it comes to the Office of the Data Protection in Ireland, we have issued fines of over 2.5 billion, which is, you know, and if you look at a European perspective, the top 10, out of the top 10, we have six. Only 3.5 billion in fines have ever been issued, and 2.5 billion have come from Ireland. So we're very good at regulating in this space. And we should be. I mean, we need to look at it from a public-private partnership here. There is an opportunity for Ireland to step up and be the European innovators. We already lead the world in tech.
Now, a lot of people just think of AI as that facility provided by the big boys. Mm-hmm. And you talk about ChatGPT and OpenAI and all the rest of it. But what you do is you tailor the technology of AI and the abilities of AI to individual customers.
Yes. And if you,
and it's specific to them.
Specific to a client. So there's two types of AI, really. You have AI that is let loose in the wider world, which is ChatGPT and generative AI that's been trained on everything. And then you have what we do, which is AI that is contained on within our clients' data. We have done this for some of the largest companies in the world. We have built models and trained it. And now we're taking that approach and targeting medium-sized companies in Ireland to make that available to them. Because a lot of companies have AI within their various systems of their business, but none of them are talking to each other. So we connect up that intelligence so that you can see what's going to happen.
Now, if you're a medium-sized company or a large company, whatever, and AI is going to train on your data set,
mm-hmm.
How much prep has got to go into getting that data set in order so that it can be learned from?
You do have to understand, because our job is to answer the questions our clients have and to see, can data answer that question for them? So you do have to understand there's a domain expert that we have to try and understand their business, which is a couple of introductory sessions. But once we do, then we go away and they share their data. We build them a model that is theirs that they deploy in our platform. And we do this in a secure and scalable way that it never leaves. We deploy this within their four walls of their ecosystem. So their data never leaves their own IT infrastructure. We don't get to see it. We see the metadata. We see the outcome of it, but we don't get to see their actual data. So it's safe and secure, which is really important in this space.
Just if you can, without breaching any client confidentiality, give us an example of the kind of question you might be able to answer for a company.
Well, one of our largest clients is a IT services company called Entity Data, and they manage with 5,000 projects at any one time. You cannot physically, it's very difficult scale to monitor all of these projects. But we have built them a model that looks across all of their 5,000 projects and predicts projects that are going to go wrong before it happens. So instead of them being reactive, they're proactive. And we did this During the lockdown, we got 10 years of their data, and we spent the whole lockdown researching and understanding and building a model that we... And the great thing for us is, if I'm telling you, Pat, that something's going to happen in 3 months' time, you'll come to me and say whether I was right or wrong. So there's actually verified...
So you get feedback as to the accuracy of the AI prediction.
Yes.
What you say there is there was maybe one person or a group of people who used to supervise all of those 5,000 projects.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine them say, oh, my head has melted, you know, trying to look at all this. Can it be done?
Yeah.
So therefore you need this machine with those capabilities to do it. And people will be saying, well, maybe every job is going to be replaceable by one of these machines. And that's the real dark age.
Well, that's a concern for a lot of people. But I mean, AI is, it's here. It's not something that's coming, and everyone's going to have to upskill themselves. But all it will really do when it comes to a business perspective is help people add more value, focus on customers rather than focus on reporting or focus on looking for information. AI is amazing at querying databases, getting you answers, getting you there faster so you can spend more time with clients or on higher value tasks rather than physically creating a report. Let an AI create it for you. I mean, we shouldn't be doing that.
Now, this is all hard data stuff, which, you know, is appealing that you're dealing with facts. I mean, you're not going to ask the machine, is Jennifer Lopez going to get back together with Ben Affleck? Because it doesn't have that kind of
judgment
capability.
No. No. Well, it might, if you're asking a generative AI like ChatGPT, it will. And if you look at the difference, it'll have a guess. The difference between what we do and what generative AI is, machine learning is about finding you the right answer based on your data. Generative AI's job is to find you the most plausible fake answer that it thinks you will like. And that is the real difference.
On that note, John Clancy, CEO of Galvia AI, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.